Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
Demystifying spiritual things. I don't know about you, but I stepped into my walk with Jesus, basically knowing nothing about Christianity. The few times I had gone to church prior, I was there unwillingly and therefore had very little to no interest in what was being spoken. Most of those times, I was looking for an excuse not to go, or I was there wondering when it would be over. Look at me now. Not only do I enjoy this life, I'm a prophet. Who knew this would be me 25 years ago? As I began this journey, there were many things that mystified me where I had mystified. Today in this podcast, I hope to demystify some things that I thought were one way, and it turned out to be another. Holy Spirit's presence. This was a complete mystery to me. I hadn't really known who he was. I'd heard of him, but didn't know his role or his functioning as the Godhead. One thing I always wondered was how to know if he's with me. I knew when I accepted the gift of salvation that he awakened in me, but what was the tangible proof? There are many things I could say here, but for simplicity, I'll focus on two. The first thing is, you change from the inside out. Things you used to do, things you were interested in, you no longer find joy in. The second thing is, as you become intimate with him, you can feel his presence. We are spirit beings. As such, an energy flowing in your body feels like his presence. Some describe it as electricity, regardless of how you term it. You know it's there. If you're wise, you learn to acknowledge him and let him guide you through his presence. It's pretty amazing, actually. Ministering angels. I'll be honest, not everyone will experience this, but this too is amazing. Coming into Christianity, I did not know about angels. I don't believe I heard one sermon when I began my journey concerning them. I knew they existed, but never gave it any thought. As I grew spiritually, I unknowingly planned a viewpoint of their existence. I've since learned it was completely false. Angels come in all different forms. They have various assignments. Depending on the assignment, depends on their manifestation in your life. I won't go too deep, but I will tell you it can be very intense. We often overlook the fact that we are spiritual beings. So when a spiritual being is in our presence, we miss it or mislabel it for something else. I've done this a few times, not understanding how spiritual things work. I recall times where I was in a room and a light would start flickering in a pattern, things coming on then going off on their own. And the physical manifestation is frightening at times, but in a good way. I remember one time thinking it was a demonic attack or me getting sick. The experience was that incredible. Hearing God. Every new believer has struggled with this. There are so many ways God speaks, you could write a book on that alone. Many Christians focus on just a few ways and miss out on so much more that God has to say. It's so deeper than the still small voice, dreams, and some form of an audible voice. We really need to increase our capacity to receive the truth. To be truthful, God wants you to perceive him in all you do. Many can't do this because of being too busy, not committed enough, or a host of other reasons, too many to count. You should be able to perceive him through your physical senses, spiritual senses, thoughts, circumstances, trials, and difficulties in so many more areas. This has been my truth. I have found God in everything that I've gone through. I haven't always seen if right away, but when the timing is right, he's revealed himself in that matter. As an example, God has spoken to me clearly for months through numbers. I have for a long while been consistently seeing 111 or 1111, 222, 333, 404, 444, 414, 555, 1010, 1212, and so much more. I'm telling you, I could do something and these numbers show up in what I'm doing. I've since learned that each of these means something different and is a way God is sending me a message. In all these cases, he's telling me I'm doing exactly what he desires and that I am in the correct position he desires. I will admit it took some time to grasp this, but as I see them now, I give thanks because I understand he's telling me he's proud of me. This, again, is another reason to have our spiritual eyes open. Transformation. Transformation is a crucial part of becoming Christ-like. No transformation, no Christ-likeness. Allow me to demystify this for you. When you accept the gift of salvation, you receive the Spirit of God. You have two choices. You submit to His presence or you ignore it. If you submit to Him, He begins the work of removing the things in you that are not of God. As this takes place, you become transformed more and more into the image of Jesus. This is how a new believer's life is to transpire. Many times, though, we choose to resist. In resisting, we delay and hinder what God is desiring for us. This then causes things to transpire in our lives to help bring us back to God, and the pattern continues till either you get it or you don't. Often we don't want to give up the things we've become attached to, but it is for our good. Transformation is a true sign that someone has accepted the gift of salvation. You will know this because the fruits of the Spirit will manifest in them as their nature. It will be evident if your eyes are open to see. Are you saved? Christians do one of two things pertaining to this topic. They either believe that when they spoke the words of acceptance, they were saved, or they speak the words and doubt it when things go against them. The truth is simple. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So, what does freedom look like? Freedom is carrying a yoke that is light. How do you do that? By fully accepting the gift given to you. How do you do that? By allowing the transformation to take place. It's way more than speaking some words. The heart and mind need to be transformed. Without this taking place, there is no salvation. As I stated earlier, the Spirit of God works in you to rid you of the things that are not of God. He will not force you to cooperate. You must submit. By submitting, you can undergo a transformation into the image of Christ. As this takes place, salvation is yours. Plainly stated, no transformation, no salvation. Many Christians deceive themselves by believing that they are saved solely based on some word spoken. But where is the evidence of that? 10, 20, 30 years into your journey, where's the changes that are needed to be made? Love, where can it be found? Where's the forgiveness? Where's the kindness? You get my point. Worldly people can show these traits, so don't be fooled. Use your spiritual eyes, test the spirit, then you will know the truth. Power of the enemy. What the enemy can do to you has completely been mystified. Believers have been taught to believe that they should attribute everything to the devil. Let me make it clear right from the beginning that this is a lie. People have portrayed Satan as an all-powerful being that we should fear. Do you not know he has already lost? Aren't you aware that the one inside you is greater? Do you not know that the enemy is to be under your feet? So why do we exalt the devil? Because we are ignorant of who we are, because we don't truly believe in who we are. The enemy can only do what you allow him to do. If you renew your mind and allow your heart to become pure in Jesus, there is nothing the devil can do to you. The scripture clearly states that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The scriptures are real and alive. The question is, do you believe in them? I am living proof of this being true. I watch the enemy every day attempt to come against me and fail. I usually see it coming and avoid it, or as the attempt is taking place, I ignore it. This frustrates the heck out of the enemy. The enemy is looking at me every day, wondering why its attempts aren't successful. It is a beautiful thing to behold. Their attempts are backfiring on them, which shows your power in Jesus. Wake up and acknowledge your true identity. The genuine issue in most of your problems lies not with the enemy, but with the unresolved thoughts and emotions in your heart and mind. You now know the truth. What are you going to do with it? Baptism. I have to admit, I completely butchered this one. I knew once I began my journey that I wanted to be baptized, but I made it to be this super spiritual fantasy. Yes, it's important, but I expected to become a new being as I emerged from the water, but nothing changed. I was so disappointed. I had convinced myself that a supernatural thing would take place as it did when the Apostle John baptized Jesus. It seems silly now, but back then I was upset. Therefore, I harp on your understanding spiritual things. Sometimes things happen instantly or supernaturally, but often things take time. You need to understand this point. It took me some time to get to this point. Just because God tells you something is going to happen doesn't mean it's going to happen right away. I mention this occasionally, but I knew in 2013 that my wife would return to me. What I did not know was it would take over 10 years for it to happen. Therefore, we need to discern the truth in every area of our lives, because we can set ourselves up for unnecessary disappointment. What I'm saying in all these examples is that it's easy to think we know how God will do something, but the God we serve is a God of many mysteries. He is doing a new thing in these last days. We're in different times, and what was done decades and centuries ago cannot be done today. God has raised up a remnant of a people that are on fire for Him and the advancement of His kingdom. What you are about to witness are things that have never been done before. You are about to witness things that have never been done before in an unconventional manner as a sign of God's might and power. You will witness the resurrection of the dead, the occurrence of many types of healings, and performing various miracles, signs, and wonders by God's chosen ones. This is a glorious time for those who believe. For those who don't, I'm praying for you. Be blessed.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.